Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
We're fortunate today to have the Rogers family up. They're going to be singing off of their new Christmas album, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay.
Ephesians chapter number four, we're going to continue that study that we've been looking at in Ephesians chapter number four, and we're going to be focusing down on verse number 28, and we've been looking about that subject about putting off the old man. I'll tell you this morning, I'm referring to that old man, I'm referring to when I got saved and born again by the grace of God. Now, I'm talking about this morning. I'm talking about being born again. Jesus, if there's ever been a message that needs to be preached today, it's this. Jesus said these words, "You must be born again." Amen. If you're going to go to heaven, you can't go to heaven by how much you give. You can't go to heaven by your church attendance. You can't go to heaven. Well, why should we come to church, preacher? Because I've been born again. Amen. That's why. You say, preacher, what should I do? Amen. What should I do? You must be born again. Amen. You say, how did I get born again? Amen. The Holy Ghost is responsible for our new birth. Amen. My mom and daddy was responsible for my first birth. But I want to tell you something, the Holy Ghost was responsible for my new birth, amen, being born again by the grace of God. I've never understood why the message of being born again has went away in our churches in our day. where we focused on anything and everything, be a good this and be a good that. You'll never be good until you get born again. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. That old man before I got saved, that old man was a dead man. He's a walking dead man. Amen. But then since I've been born again, I want to tell you something. I'm not going to die. Amen. I'm just going to take one step out of this old man and this old life, and I'm going to go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. And ever and ever. I'll tell you this morning, I'm thank God for being born again. You say, preacher, how'd you get born again? Through regeneration. I'm talking about being born again with the grace of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen. Hey, I'm not who I once was, amen. I'm no longer that old man. I'm a born again child of God going home to be with Jesus. I tell you and me, amen. You ought to be saying, look, there's a lot of things to be thankful for, but I'm thankful for the new birth, amen. I'm thankful that I've been saved by the grace of God, amen. It was the grace of God that saved us, amen. Thank God I put on a new man. Listen, I was about 7 years old when I got that new birth. You said, preacher, you're just too young. How do you know? Right. Amen. That's when the Holy Ghost convicted me. That's when I responded to the gospel. That's when, amen, I stepped, the Holy Ghost was dealing with my heart, and I stepped out. And listen, I didn't understand all that I know now, amen. But I understood that I needed to be saved by the grace of God. Brother Tony, I stepped out that night by faith. Listen, it's by faith, amen. It's by faith. I stepped up by faith that I trusted in a God, amen, that I could not see. But I will tell you something, God reached down and got a hold of me, amen. Made a difference in my life. And I ain't never been the same since that day. Now, I got a new nature. I'm about to go have a fit up here. I'm telling you what, I want to run. I do. I want to run so bad I can't stand it. The Bible said this over 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I tell you, he made a new creature out of me, them old things seem to be passed away. I never loved the old way no more. I'm just looking forward to what Christ did in me and through me. Amen. I'll make you excited. And we ought to get excited every now and then just because we've been saved with the grace of God. Amen. I tell you, if I could, I'd sing that song, I'm not going to hell. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Why? Because I got a new birth. Amen. I'm saved and I'm a child of the King this morning. Now, we've been looking at specific sins in our lives. We've talked about sin that we should put off, amen, after receiving that new nature. And we've already spoke of the sin of lying. We know it's wrong to lie. Amen. Lying is a sin. I mean, it's a sin that's horrible. But we've also talked about the sin of anger. But I tell you this morning, God seemed to just focus on this one verse of scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. And I want you to look at verse number 28. Amen. Look at verse number 28. Let him that what? Stole, steal no more. That's interesting, isn't it? Let him that stole, steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may give to him that needeth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do thank you for the goodness of God. We thank you for the grace of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can, Lord God, this morning trust in a name that is above every name, God. I pray, Father, that for the help of the Holy Ghost this morning as you work in the hearts of lives and of people, Lord God, across this globe. Lord Jesus, as we preach the glorious grace of God, we do love you. We pray that this message will be a help to us and a help, Lord God, to the things of God in our hearts and our lives and our new birth. God, we pray that you touch us. In Christ's name we do pray. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Now, have you ever noticed when a person gets saved? Now, I'm not talking about somebody who says, well, you know, I had something happen and there was some flutters in my heart. And, you know, I'm not talking about that. There's all the time people talk about men, their physical condition when they got saved. I'm talking about a lifestyle that's walked and lived outside of that day of conversion, amen. I'm talking about somebody who put on a new nature. But have you ever noticed that there's a fire down in their soul? I'm telling you, they want to tell everybody they know that they got saved by the grace of God. They're excited! You say, why, preacher? Because they got born again, amen. And they want everybody to know that the God that they serve. There's a difference. If you're standing in a dark room, and it was dark, I can't stand in the dark. It's horrible, amen. To stand in the dark, why would anybody want to stand in the dark? Just turn the light on, thank God. I can't stand it. When I'm over at the shop, I can't make it bright enough. It seems like, man, the more that we get in there, the shadows become darker and darker as the older I get. Amen. I can't stand it. Amen. We want to see what we're working on. Amen. But thank God, when you turn that light on, oh, I'm going to tell you something. You'll see the obstacles in the way. When you turn that light on, friend, it illuminates. It shows some things. There ought to be a desire to want to know as much as you possibly can about the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I ask you this morning, did you come to Sunday school? Are you excited about Sunday school? Are you excited about learning more about Jesus? If not, maybe you're backslid. You know, is it wrong? Maybe I'm just crazy. I may be the only preacher in the world that thinks this. But is it wrong to expect Christian people to do Christian things? Yesterday we come home. And you know, I mean, just by the actions of my dog, I'm not compared to your dog. Don't you leave here. Everybody, don't y'all go crazy online, amen, and put me in one of them categories. And listen, we come home from Florida yesterday, and I open the door to the truck, and that dog is running laps around my feet. He's like, ah, he's home. They love my wife more than they love me, but anyhow. Well, you say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm just saying my dog loves me. My dog loves me, man. That's the way we ought to be with the Lord, amen. We ought to have that same love for God, amen. We ought to have that same fire. I want to do more. I want to do my best. I want to step out and do all I can for the glorious grace of God. I tell you, the more that you grow in Christ, the more the things that you're going to learn, the more excited you ought to be. The first thing I see in this verse, however, is this. I see that of what I'm not supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be the man that I used to be. Number one, I'm not. This morning, because of the grace of God, because of salvation, I am not the man that I used to be. Write that down on your paper and tell the whole world that I said it. I'm not the man that I used to be. Look at the text one more time. In verse number 28, let's just look at the first portion of it. Let him that stole steal no more. That word stole here is in the past tense. Yes, we could all say that we have a past. I've got a past this morning that I'm not proud of. I tell our young people sometimes, just as much as I've led people in the right way, I've also led people in the wrong way. I'm not proud of my past. I'm not proud of the things that I've done. I'm not proud of the lifestyle that I live for the devil. I do think this. You say, preacher, my past is gone, but how can I live in victory? Preacher, what tool can I use? What truth can we learn? What training can you give us to help us to move beyond our past? Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not the man that I used to be because of the Word of God. You say, well, I just want you to give me something, preacher. Give me something that I can take home. Give me something that I can learn. Give me something. Read the Word of God, amen. And not just read it, but apply it, amen. Notice what that text said right there. Let him that stole steal no more. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. How can I be changed, preacher, through the Word of God? As the mind understands the truth of God's word, it is gradually transformed by the Spirit, and this renewal leads to a changed life. I like what Warren Wiersbe said right here. He said, physically, you are what you eat, but spiritually, you are what you think. Now listen, I look like a donut because I eat donuts. You're laughing, but that's true. Physically, we are what we eat. But spiritually, listen, what the writer said was this. You are what you think. Proverbs chapter number 23, verse 7 says this. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.